Speaking of going with the flow, yeah. Tonight you had a lady up in the audience. You were trying to get her to name a jelly bean. And finally she said steak, but I was kind of wondering if you were ever going to get an answer. That was,
you know.
But you handled it really well.
But that's also fun, you know, and it makes it more believable for the audience because she really tried to think about something or put something together in her mind. And yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Always right. Different people. And we also most of the time we choose people or we keep it random. We toss balls around or other people can select people. So you never know what's going to happen.
I think that the randomness of like the ball and all of that, not knowing who it's going to catch, who's going to catch it, makes the act even 10 times better. Because we know that there's no way you're going to know who's going to have it in their hand. Mm.
I mean, on HET, you know, we nothing was set up with the audience or with the judges. But, you know, still people, of course, they believe there must be. They talked with Simon or with Heidi before. But no, it was not. And now in the show, they see, okay, everyone can be part of it. And it really is a random choice. And it's cool. It's fun.
So, America's Got Talent. What was your favorite episode or act that you did on the show? And do you have a favorite judge? Did you make a really good connection with one of the judges?
They were all so different, so you can't really say. Like, all of them have some specialities you really love and really like. I personally just really loved the situation where we were all sitting on the same table and we kind of read their minds because they were so close to us and it really felt good. Mm-hmm. And then the second moment I will never forget was in the finale. Before the show starts, before the act starts, there is also always commercial on TV, but you already prepare yourself on stage, you get ready. And you have so many people sitting in front of you and the judges, and you just wait for the big moment. The live show continues. And then there was the video, the intro video, and I was standing there, and I was so thankful for this whole half year we could spend there, and people supported us and all of that. And for me, that was a very special moment I'll never forget.
That's incredible. Wow. That's cool. Well, we love the show. AGT is going to be on Tuesday night.
Yes.
So a new season.
We're excited.
New season,
yeah.
Exciting. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You guys were on the Ellen show.
Yes.
Ellen DeGeneres show. That. Mm-hmm. And you've been on there quite a few times, right?
Ellen show is always fun.
Yeah.
Probably will be back end of the year or next year. We don't know yet. But she's great. She's so funny. And she's also like, you know, so spontaneously. Because
she's
also
the queen of improvisation.
Yep. It's just fun.
She's a very, very nice person too.
How'd you guys get started? I when I was young, I said I wanted to be a police officer. I become a police officer.
Oh, okay.
And I did that for quite some time before, and then this is my second career as a radio guy. So how does that happen? I mean, this is very unusual. entertainment, what you're doing, the clairvoyance, that is just, to me, is so unusual. Were you young and said you wanted to do this? How did this develop into this?
I mean, for me, I always liked all kind of arts. I liked magic. I liked music. I liked TV. And honestly, when I was a child, I wanted to be a radio host.
What?
I never made it.
I liked it. I knew I liked you, Tommy.
Radio always fascinated me, and also TV, and but I also like to have live entertainment, to be on stage and really do something with people. And Amelie, you also were on stage since you were...
Yeah, I started dancing when I was 8 years old, and from this moment on, I knew it needs to be stage. I don't know what it's going to be, but I always loved dancing, I loved acting, I just loved making people happy. When I can show what I do, and especially now with what we do, when I see the wows in the people's faces and their smiles, and when they're so happy that they can meet us, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly why I'm here and why I'm doing this. It makes me happy and the people happy. So yeah. Win-win.
You guys being so accessible to the audience, coming down into the audience, letting the audience participate. Again, doing the signings afterwards, being so accessible, I think you guys do know how much that means to the people that come see you. It means so much. Just like you guys agreeing to do an interview with me on the radio here.
Absolutely.
What means a lot to us that you give us that time when you're so busy. So it's just a great thing that you care about your people.
Absolutely. And I mean, we like, you know, normally you sit in a show and you sit in the audience and you watch the show. But we want to kind of break this wall. We want to be in the audience. We want to work with them. We want to have fun with them. We want to bring them on stage. And yeah, I think that also makes it different. And in a, you know, we come to theaters and we're like, oh, we need stairs. We want to go in the audience. They're like, oh, what? We never need stairs. Yeah, yeah, but we need. We want to bring people. We want to have fun with them. And yeah, we just want to make it more an experience than just sitting there and watching a show. Yeah.
The young man that you brought on stage tonight, Ethan.
Yeah,
he was the cutest kid. That was the best thing. You made his entire world by bringing him up there. The smile was incredible. So that was a special moment.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the special moment was not just for him. It was for everybody in the audience. Mm. We all enjoyed watching him up there.
Mm. Yeah.
So it was a win-win for everybody.
And, I mean, he was brave in front of 3,000 people.
He was. He was. So the Clairvoyants, what is in the future? I know you're touring the United States. You've done Vegas. You've done Broadway. You've done television. You've done about everything. What's in the future?
Well, right now we just enjoy being here in the US touring and seeing so many different cities and people and landscapes. America, the variety here is crazy and we love it. And we also have a tour in Europe in autumn and next spring. So in Germany, Switzerland and Austria. And then we go to England as well. So we're around a lot and we always come back to the US. Yeah.
That's well, I'm not going to ask you to do one of your acts for me. You've already done your act, but I would like to do something.
You want to show us something?
I want to show you something. I feel like for some reason, because I've actually seen you in person, your clairvoyance has kind of rubbed off on me.
Oh.
So I wonder if you would sign my interview card. And I have three pins here. Oh. I have a red, a green, and a blue.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking of a color right now. And I was wondering if you would pick one of these pins to sign my... In my pocket right here, I wrote what color you will choose.
We choose one color?
You choose one color, both of you. No, one color. I only wrote one color down.
What do you think?
I think he wrote down... Red.
That's what I thought. Should we sign your card?
I would love
for you to sign my card. Or should we change our choice?
I would love for you to sign my card.
Wait,
that would be awesome. You can sign over the notes. Just sign over the notes there. It'll be great.
Over the notes.
Those are my notes.
Oh, now we can see your notes. Uh-huh.
You can see my notes, see?
His cheat sheet.
Those are my notes. Thank you so much for signing that. I'll keep that forever. That is awesome. And after you sign it, I will reveal what color I chose.
And now...
Oh, this is so exciting, man. You're setting this up really great.
You picked red. And before you came in here, I was thinking, I was really trying hard. And I was saying... And I was really... I not to exclude you, Tommy, but I was really thinking, Emily, I was really trying to focus in on what she would pick.
As always.
And so this is what I thought you were going to pick. You picked blue, but you didn't pick blue. No. You picked red. You know why? Because I'm not clairvoyant. I'm just a regular guy. That's why you guys are the entertainers. You do the show. It's because I'm not clairvoyant.
You know what? You can keep on practicing, and we meet next year.
Are you gonna come back next year?
I hope so.
Please,
we would love to.
Would you honor me with another interview if you do come back next year?
Absolutely.
And I'll try to. Maybe two shows under my belt, I'll be able to do this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Tommy,
so much,
Emily, the Clairvoyance.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.